Before we topped our trees, we topped about 16 feet off of our pine trees, but we would hear them hooting. And at night, just at dusk, you could see them swoop down. Yeah. And they'd have, as they would go back up, they'd have something, a mouse or a snake or something in their talons. It was neat.
I know I've seen a lot of hawks out there. Mm-hmm. Do you have any water birds? I know you don't have a lot of water birds.
We have the cranes.
That come through here? Right?
Mm-hmm. That come through. Not really, as far as...
Okay, that makes sense. What about the kid earlier was talking about fish. What kind of fish
did you have? Trout. Minnows, suckers, I don't know.
Any catfish or anything like that?
You know, I don't think cat... I don't know. I want to say no, but I don't know that for a fact.
Do you know if anybody in the valley at all raises any kind of shellfish? Like shrimp or anything like that?
Not to my knowledge. There again, I don't know.
Oh, what about frogs and toads and stuff like that?
Got those.
Both of them? Mm-hmm.
Well, frogs anyway. Yeah. But I don't know the difference. There again, I used to know the difference between a frog and a toad.
People all tell me different things.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a mule and a donkey. I used to know.
Some say that the there's a different color, or that one doesn't really go in the water at all.
Mm-hmm. To me, a frog can kind of be cute and a toad is just ugly.
And I don't suppose you have bullfrogs around here.
No.
Like big old.
No.
What about lizards?
Got some. Got the long, skinny ones. I don't know what they're called. Mm-hmm. And horny toads.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you get any, like, salamanders or anything?
Oh, we've got salamanders.
Okay.
Yeah. Ugh.
Have you noticed a change in those? A lot of people have been telling me that they used to see frogs all over the place, and that they don't see them much anymore. Is that the case around here, you think?
Well, probably. You know, Manassas, years and years and years ago, I don't know how many years ago, was flooded. And when the waters subsided, there were frogs everywhere. And so people from Manassas were called the Manassas frogs. But I guess, you know, after that, anything after that would be a lessening of frogs. I really don't know.
Okay. Is there any place in this area where you can get seafood at all?
Mm-hmm. No, it's... Maybe at some of your fancier, but not like a Red Lobster or anything like that. There's nothing.
Okay. Do you have any terms for animal waste that people use that you can think of? And they don't want euphemisms or anything like that. What would they use on the farm? Did you mention the word manure before?
Manure.
So that might be one.
Other than for just calling it what it is.
Yeah.
You know, bull and horse and...
Right. You ever hear the term dung at all?
Yes.
Okay. So that might be something people use. All right. I want to ask you about the weather.
Hmm.
I imagine being in... Well, you're in Colorado and you're in this valley. You probably think a lot about the weather. I heard it gets pretty cold here.
It gets very cold here.
Colder than people expected.
I can remember a 40 below.
Wow.
But not lately. That was as a kid.
Yeah.
Severe snowstorms. We lived out on the dairy. It was out of town by probably 8 miles. No, not quite 8 miles. 6 miles
mm-hmm.
or so. And a lot of times being snowed in, didn't go to school, didn't, because we got a lot of snow. And the weather was so cold that my sister and I could, you know, kick our toes into the snow drifts and climb over fences. The drifts were so tall. Always, every pond, every river, everything was frozen over. Ice skating was a big deal.
Right.
Kids don't even know what an ice skate's for anymore.
Yeah. Does it? How cold does it usually get nowadays? What's a sort of average temperature throughout the winter?
I say in the last 20 years, I've seen a warming trend for here. It can still get easily 20 below,
yeah.
20, 25.